Welcome to Xavier Business Tips with Izu, popularly known as Xavier Business Guru. Xavier is a business and management consultant firm with over 128 businesses restructured, 200 and more businesses started, 2 MBAs, a decade of experience. We can take your business to a whole new level. The Xavier Business Tips. Stay with us.
Hi. My name is Izu, the MD of Xavier, and today's Xavier Business Tips is on something I see a lot of businesses struggle with. It's basically on how to restructure and expand their business. You see, they say insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. There seems to be a ceiling that once people hit that threshold, they really don't know where else to go, and then they start to fall down. It's like they arrive too early, only to be gone too soon. They can't grow higher than they are. So how high do you aim? How high can you see? In life, in business, you can rarely feature in a future you cannot picture. So it's important to be able to dream big. But beyond dreaming big, you have to first restructure so that you can scale. So the question today is, how do you restructure a business? So now, I'm going to walk you through steps for restructuring. Before you restructure, you need to define what exactly you want to restructure. There are basically three things you can restructure in a business. You can either restructure your product lines, you can restructure your operations, which refers to your people, your processes, and your system, or you can even restructure your finance. At this point, you're looking at maybe mergers, acquisitions, buyouts, bailouts, and all that type of financial terms. So let's start up with restructuring your business in the most basic point. Now, when you're restructuring your business, the first thing you want to do is get the wrong people off, then get the right people on, and then decide where the boss, in this case your business, is going to go to. It's always getting the wrong people off, then getting the right people on. And then when you get the right people on, you can now create the right ethos, the right vision, the right core values. Core value is so important, for it's your core value that determines the DNA and the corporate culture of your organization. Now, once you've created that and it's out of the way, you now need to be able to hire people who fit into that culture. That is why it's so important to get the right people, not just have the right people on the team, but put the right people in the right positions. There's nothing worse than having the right people doing the wrong things in your organization. So that brings me to the concept of an organogram. Do you even have a structured and a standard organogram? You have to have an organogram, and then from that organogram, you can now start to fill up the positions in those organogram based on people who are direct and exact fit, based on knowledge, skill, ability, personality. After that, you have a compliance system, probably through a board, probably through a compliance personnel. Then you create JDs for each of those positions. After the JDs, you define the KPIs for each of the JDs. But beyond just creating an organizational structure or reorganizing your structure, the most important thing also is decide on what next after you restructure. After you restructure, you might consider expansion. In other words, scaling up. Now, after restructuring and want to scale up, you have to decide on what type of expansion you want to have. There are two major types of expansion: backward integration and forward integration. Now, there's a clear-cut difference between backward integration and forward integration. Backward integration is looking at your supply chain and going one step backwards from that supply chain. So a practical example is, maybe you sell palm oil in containers. Backward integration is going one step beyond just being a distributor of palm oil to creating a palm oil plantation. So backward integration is basically going step back of your supply chain, maybe buying over your wholesaler or even your production process, so that you can reduce dependency in your production process. In the other hand, we have forward integration. Forward integration is basically another form of expansion, this time not through supply chain, but through your value chain. So what does this mean? It's basically looking at all of the complementary products of your industry and then going into other parts of that complementary product. You see, most of the time, you can decide on whether to backward integrate and forward integrate. It's not as easy as it seems. You probably would need a consultant and a professional to walk you this process. We'll be available in Xavier to walk you through this process. I'll see you at the next Xavier Business Tips.
Xavier Business Tips with Izu. To contact us for consulting or to join our business club, follow Izu, that's E-I-Z-U, on Instagram for more tips. And to join our Xavier Business Club with over 1,000 executives, CEOs, top politicians, and entrepreneurs, send interested to the number 0803-520-2891. That's 0803-520-2891. Excel, yeah.